Title: Raga Inspired Rhythmic Phrasing Advanced. Alright, let's build something that feels like proper Raga Jungle phrasing inside a modern drum and bass drop. Not just a vocal on top, but that real call and response language where the drums, bass, effects, and vocals are basically having a conversation. And here's the big mindset shift for this lesson. We're not chasing a single perfect 2-bar loop. We're designing a phrasing system. Something that can speak for 16 bars and still feel performed, not copy-pasted. Settle in. Open Ableton. Let's go. First, session setup. Fast and disciplined. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. We're living in that 170 to 174 pocket, where jungle phrasing feels quick, but still heavy. Go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and set your default warp mode for vocals to Complex Pro. It's not magic, but it's a solid starting point for Raga material where intelligibility matters. Now make your tracks. You want a drum rock for your break, a drum rock for punch drums, kick and snare layers, a bass instrument track, a Vox Chops audio track, an effects and impacts track, and then two groups, a drum bus group and a music bus group for bass, Vox and FX. Teacher note, group early. It's not just tidy. It stops you from overprocessing every single channel. You'll get better results faster when the glue and the weight happens on the group. Cool. Now, step 1. Build the rhythmic spine. 2 bars. This is the backbone that everything else gets to play around. Start with your punch drum rack. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Classic DNB anchors. Snare on beats 2 and 4 in every bar. Lock that in. That's your anchor. That's your A-level structural event. Then build kicks around it. Think of kicks like intention, not constant activity. Put a kick on beat 1, and then add variations around the end of 3 kind of zone. In conceptual terms, you might do bar 1, kick on 1, a little ghost or extra movement around 1.3, then a kick around 3.1. Bar 2, kick on 1, another kick around 1.4, then back to 3.1. Don't stress those exact placements. The point is, stable snare anchors and kick movement that feels like it's pushing into the bar, not just filling a grid. Now hats. Choose an 8th note or 16th note hat pattern. And this matters. Do not program all hats at the same velocity. Raga phrasing is accent language. If everything is the same volume, nothing sounds like it's speaking. Add groove, but lightly. Open groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-65 and apply it at maybe 10 to 20%. The goal is to tilt the feel, not melt it. Keep your main snare solid, let smaller elements wear the groove. Now we'd add the break. This is your movement layer. The break is not your main snare in modern DNB. It's texture, attitude, and that jungle DNA. Load a classic break like Amen. Think Hot Pants, or your own chopped loop. Warp on. Start with beats warp mode. Transient loop at 1/16. Then right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing or warp marker slicing. Now you've got a playable break kit. And here's a critical mixing and phrasing point. Keep the break lower than the punch drums. Your punch snare is the front of house. The break is the dancer in the background doing footwork. Now glue them. Put both drum racks inside your drum bus group. On the drum bus group, add glue compressor. Start around 3 millisecond attack. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1 and just kiss it. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're knitting, not slamming. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% range. Boom very carefully, 0 to 10, because at 172 BPM, big low resonance can get messy fast. If you need more bite, nudge transients up a bit. Okay, now we hit the real lesson. Raga phrasing through call and response. Here's the concept. We're going to create a 2-bar phrase cell and repeat it across 16 bars. But with controlled variation. Controlled is the key word. Random edits aren't phrasing. Phrasing is expectation and payoff. So, step 2. Choose your call slot. Pick a consistent rhythmic landing zone where your vocal chop will often land. This is how you build expectation. Common Raga landing zones at 170-ish. The end of 2 or the end of 4. 16th note pickups into the snare. Offbeat stutters right after the snare. A super reliable one. Right after the snare. Snare hits on beat 2. And your vocal answers just after, like 2.3 or 2.4 in a 16th note feel. That's the MC reply feeling. The rhythm says something, the voice answers. Now step 3. Build vocal chops like a rhythmic instrument. Drop a Raga vocal phrase onto your Vox Chops track. Warp it with Complex Pro. Keep formants moderate unless you specifically want that cartoon stretch. Now slice it. You can do this a few ways. You can manually chop an arrangement and consolidate. You can slice to new MIDI track like the break. or you can try convert drums to new MIDI track to extract rhythm ideas, then rewrite it cleanly. Once you've got chops, you can trigger, set up a device chain, start with EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Raga samples often carry low junk that has no place in a DNB drop. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6K. Then saturator, soft clip-on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. You're not just making it louder, you're making it more forward, more confident. Then auto filter, bandpass or low pass. Map the cutoff if you can, because filter movement is a huge part of making vocal chops feel performed. Add delay or echo. Try 1/8 or 3/16 timing. Keep feedback in the 15 to 35% range. Filter the delay so the repeats don't clutter your hats and snare. Then a short reverb, plate or room vibe. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays up front. Advanced raga move, delay throws. Don't leave delay on hold time, throw it only on the last word or last hit of a phrase. That's the moment that makes the bar feel like it winked at you. Now step 4. Make the drums answer the vocal. This is where a lot of people get it backwards. They find a drum loop they love, then try to cram vocals into it. We're doing the opposite. We're editing drums around the vocal, so the vocal feels like it belongs. After a vocal hit, add a response. Keep it small, but intentional. A 2-to-4-note snare ghost response at low velocity. A break slice stutter, like a 1/16 repeat. A tiny hat or ride burst. Try this. Add a ghost snare a 16th before the main snare. That little pickup is classic jungle, but keep it quiet. It should feel like tension, not a second snare. And now the secret sauce, holes. Every two bars, deliberately remove something. Not because you're bored, but because you're creating breath points, like an MC taking a tiny inhale. Mute hats for half a beat. Cut the break for a quarter beat. Remove a kick right before a vocal, so the vocal feels like it arrives and takes control. That negative space is what makes the phrase speak. Quick coach note. Think phrase hierarchy. Some events are anchors, like your snare and core kick intention. Some are replies, like vocal hits or signature edits. And some are decoration, like tiny ghosts and ear candy. If a bar already has anchor plus reply, keep decoration minimal. Otherwise, the listener can't tell what the sentence is. Now step 5. Bass rhythm. Lock it to the phrasing. Don't fight the vocal. Make a bass in operator, wave eatable, analog, whatever. A quick operator setup. Sine for sub. Saw for mid. Low pass filter with a touch of drive. Saturator after. EQ if it's muddy around 200 to 400. Sidechain it to the drums. Compressor on the bass. Sidechain input from drum bus or kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Tune it so it breathes with your groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on the kicks. But here's the higher level rule. Don't rely on sidechain alone. Write bass rhythms that respect the vocal landing zones. If your vocal answers after the snare, consider dropping bass right after the snare so the vocal has a clear transient window. Or do the opposite. Let the bass hold through the snare, then get out of the way right where the vocal lands. A practical pattern to try. Bar 1. Bass plays from beat 1 into beat 2, then rests after 2 for the vocal, then re-enters around 3.3. Bar 2. Bass can be busier, but leave 4.3 to 4.4 open if you want a vocal throw or a phrase ending. Ableton trick. Use velocity to shape articulation. Map MIDI velocity to filter envelope amount, so quieter notes step back musically when the vocal is busiest. That's bass being polite in the mix without just turning it down. Now step 6. Scale this into a 16-bar raga phrasing arrangement. Think in blocks. Put locators at 1, 5, 9, 13, and 17. This is you composing, not looping. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the rhythm. Vocal is sparse. 1 or 2 hits per 2 bars. Drums consistent, minimal fills, bass stable, bars 5 to 8. Intensify call and response, more vocal replies. Introduce one signature break edit, like a stutter that repeats every 2 bars. Add a short FX stab if you want, but tasteful. The goal is energy, not novelty overload. Bars 9 to 12. Switch, drop the break for 1 bar so punch drums lead, or do a halftime-ish illusion for a bar by changing hats and bass rhythm. Let the vocal do a longer phrase or swap to a different chop set. Bars 13 to 16. Peak and exit strategy. Add a mini rewind moment. Cut the drums for an eighth note or a quarter note before bar 16. Big vocal throw into delay and reverb. Then a fill that points you into the next section. Now step 7. Tighten swing and feel. Add groove subtly. then manually nudge only certain elements. A pro move is to push ghost snares slightly late by a few milliseconds while keeping the main snare nailed down. That contrast creates swagger without wrecking punch. And remember, velocity is phrasing, accents are grammar. Let's talk about common mistakes so you can dodge them. 1. Overfilling every gap. Raga needs space. If everything talks, nothing says anything. 2. Vocals fighting the snare. If the vocal transient hits exactly on the snare, you often smear impact, offset it slightly, or carve space with EQ. 3. Break too loud or too bright. Punch snare should be the front. Break is movement and spice. 4. Same vocal chop every two bars forever. Repetition is good. Identical repetition gets stale. Swap endings, throws, or rhythm placement. 5. Bass ignores phrasing. If the bass is constant 16ths, vocals feel pasted on. Make the bass respond. Now a few advanced variation ideas to level this up. Try a two-bar question and answer inversion. Bar 1. Vocal does the interesting rhythm. Drums stay restrained. Bar 2. Drums do the interesting edit. Vocal becomes sparse. That keeps them from competing for attention at the same time. Try ghost note rakes. Put 2 to 4 super low velocity snare hits leading into beat 2 or 4, like a drag. Change the number of hits every 4 bars so it evolves. Try break all shadowing. When a vocal chop hits, trigger a quiet break slice at the same rhythm, darker EQ, lower volume. It sounds like the break is pronouncing the syllables with the voice. Try displacement every 8 bars. Take your signature vocal rhythm and shift it earlier by 1/16th for one phrase block, then later by 1/16th for the next. Keep drums stable so it feels intentional, like phrasing, not like a mistake. And here's a spicy one. Answer by absence. Instead of replying with more notes, remove the next expected hit. After a vocal, drop the next hat accent, or remove the next kick. That kind of silence reads as confidence. Quick sound design extra. Build a vocal chop rack with 3 lanes. A dry lane that's clean and forward. A throw lane with filtered echo and longer reverb, maybe slightly lower volume. A shout lane that's more saturated, compressed, and bandpass like a telephone. Map a macro to chain selector so each chop can switch roles without changing samples. That makes your vocal part feel performed, like an MC changing delivery. This audio version is shortened for playback.